Hello, my name is David Lebowitz, and I'm a global market strategist here at JP Morgan Asset Management. Welcome to On the Minds of Investors. Today, I want to talk about going to the equity market as a source of income. When we think back to the global financial crisis, one of the things that happened in the aftermath of that was that investors began to embrace equity markets as a source of income. With rates having gone back down to zero on the back of this COVID-induced lockdown, we're now seeing this trend gain additional momentum. But at the end of the day, what we're dealing with at the current juncture is fundamentally a cash flow problem. On the corporate side, businesses have no revenue, and that's led to a lot of questions around the sustainability of dividend payments. Will these companies be able to pay their dividends during the months and quarters ahead? Thinking about this question really starts by taking a look back at what's happened to dividends during periods of prior economic stress. If we look back to 1946, there have been seven distinct instances when S&P 500 dividends per share declined on a year-over-year basis, and all but one of these occurred during or immediately after an economic recession. You know, that said, one of the things that we have noticed is that the magnitude of these declines has increased over time, which makes looking at the tech bubble and the global financial crisis particularly informative as we think about the direction of travel for dividends during the months and quarters ahead. So when we look at the global financial crisis, for the most part, dividends were cut across the board. Only technology, energy, and telecom saw dividend growth remain in positive territory. During the tech bubble, however, the impact on dividends was far more nuanced. Most sectors saw a slight contraction in dividends during the recession, but the majority of the decline in dividends was driven by the consumer sectors, telecom, utilities, and energy. And when we think about the nature of the current downturn, we do think that it'll be those sectors and industries that are most impacted by social distancing which are hit the hardest, which suggests that it's probably more reasonable to draw conclusions that are in line with the experience seen during the tech bubble rather than the global financial crisis. So what sectors are at risk of seeing dividends cut? Well, if we start by looking at the top three contributors to the S&P 500 dividends, it's technology, financials, and healthcare. And of those three, only financials really seem to exhibit any material risk of seeing dividends cut going forward. It is not our base case that that's going to occur, but of those three, financials are the highest risk. Rather, we think the majority of dividend cuts will be concentrated in sectors like consumer discretionary, industrial, and the energy sector. And when we add all of these up, they actually only account for about 6.4% of S&P 500 market cap. And although we've seen 50 companies cut their dividends so far this year, those names only account for about 4.2% of S&P 500 market cap. In fact, in a worst-case scenario, when all of the companies exposed to social distancing cut their dividends to zero, aggregate S&P 500 dividends per share would fall to just below their 2019 level. So obviously, a prolonged downturn would call the ability of S&P 500 companies more broadly to continue paying their dividends into question, but to my mind, that's an issue for another day. In the interim, we think that if you're going to the equity market to try to find income, it's really important to concentrate on sectors and industries that have solid balance sheets and minimal exposure to this COVID-induced downturn.
This content has been produced for information purposes only, and as such, the views contained herein are not to be taken as advice or recommendation to buy or sell any investment or interest thereto. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the recipient. The material was prepared without regard to specific objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular receiver. Any research in this asset has been obtained and may have been acted upon by JP Morgan Asset Management for its own purpose. The results of such research are being made available as additional information and do not necessarily reflect the views of JP Morgan Asset Management. Any forecasts, figures, opinions, statements of financial market trends, or investment techniques and strategies expressed are those of JP Morgan Asset Management, unless otherwise stated, as of the date of production. They are considered to be reliable at that time, but no warranty as to the accuracy and reliability or completeness in respect of any error or omission is accepted. They may be subject to change without reference or notification to you. JP Morgan Asset Management is the brand for the asset management business of JP Morgan Chase & Company and its affiliates worldwide. JP Morgan Distribution Services Incorporated. Copyright 2018, JP Morgan Chase & Company.